Yes, indeed. It's the AGM, John, of Sligo Rice, I'm saying, the Hilltop tonight. And all farmers are invited to it. And as AGMs goes, it's the election of officers every year for the coming year to represent Sligo Rice, I'm saying, at the National Association events all through the year. Also on the agenda, John, tonight is a report on the budget, which Paul Smith, our policy officer, will give. And he will also give a report on the introduction of tariffs, on US tariffs, on butter and wines and other items going into the US, which will have a massive impact on dairy farmers in the region. As we know, the Kerrygold butter brand is world renowned, and a large proportion of that is imported into the US. Paul Smith will be given a report on that, and myself indeed will be given a report on the beef talks that was held in both in Bankweston and the Department of Agriculture in Dublin. So I will be given the details of a report on that on the night.
The carbon tax is obviously going to hit rural Ireland hard, and indeed the agriculture sector hard. I know some agriculture funds have been put in place in the event of a no-deal Brexit. But all in all, it seems to be a taxing enough budget that's been described as anti-rural and almost as anti-agricultural.
Well, I say it would be fair to say that farmers would believe that there's nothing in it for rural Ireland and for farmers in general. If we look at one aspect of it, we had a 100 million bean fund that partly compensated beef farmers from the 29th of September 2018 to May 2019 for cattle slaughtered. There is no such fund as of yet put in place that would take us from the 12th of May to date or further beyond in Brexit-related losses in the beef sector. So that is hugely disappointing because farmers are losing money. Farmers are selling beef cattle at below the cost of production. So when that's happening and no action being taken by our government, you would have to say it's a very disappointing and absolutely nothing in it for rural Ireland or farmers, as far as ICMSA is concerned.